truth is that the only way to do this parak dalet is you have to go back a little bit because of everything that just happened, right? Because what we just saw the last time is Hanani, Mishael, Azariah were taken out of the flames and everything happened like that, and they were prospering, etc., and stuff like that. Now, Nebuchadnezzar in the Pasuk Lamed Aleph of last parak of Parak Gimel says Nebuchadnezzar Malka Lachol Amamaya Umay Velushanai Di Darin Bechol Arash Shlomchan Yishkei. He sent a message to all these people, the nations, right? You should have a lot of peace. I have to tell you about the wonders and the signs that the great God did, that he showed in front of me. I saw he come to Ravravin, right? His signs are very great. Timhoi come to Kifin. His wonders are very great, are very awesome. Malchus Malchus Allah Mishal Tanim Dor Vador. His Malchus is a Malchus that lasts forever, and his rulership is all over everything over here. So after he dreamed, you know, whatever it is, it seems like he took his dreams. He saw this and wrote this all together, and maybe it went together, maybe he only sent it out of Hanani, Mishael, Azariah, went through the flames itself. But that connects with this. Ana Nebuchadnezzar. So he says, I, Nebuchadnezzar, Shlehavis Bebesi Verana Behechali. This is the letter that he sent out, and he says, I was very quiet in my house, tranquil, right, in my Hechel. Chelam Chazes, so I saw this dream, V'yedachalinani, and it frightened me. Varhorno Mishkavi. So my thoughts were upon my bed, V'chazve Reishi Yivaluluni. Right, and these thoughts in my mind, the visions in my mind, they terrified me. Minisim to aim, so I issued an order. Lan holakanam to bring in front of me the chol kakim by bavel to bishar chalma lo yehoda duunani. Right, all the chachamim bavel that can translate dreams, they should come and tell me exactly what's going on over here. So he's trying to tell us that there's no way that he ended up getting depressed, you know, from anything but the dream. It wasn't like I had a depressed thought and bad things were happening and sadness and whatever it is, and therefore I saw this dream. That's not what was happening over here. I had no troubles in my house. Things were going really, or whatever, and stuff like that, right? And that was that. Now here, he already had the dream. We already talked about the dream in Parak Beis, right, where Daniel was able to translate it, etc. He had to bring those people back because all the other people were banished from the kingdom. He had to bring them all back to be able to bring them all inside. So he brought them all back, and nobody could tell that. Achrin, Al-Kadamai, Daniel, Dishmei, Belshazzar. Then at last, I brought in Daniel. I didn't want to get into Daniel because I was afraid of what Daniel was going to tell me. I was afraid of what the translation of this dream was, whose name is Belshazzar, Keshum Elohi, like the name of my God. I guess Belshazzar was the name of Nebuchadnezzar's God, but we don't see that anywhere else. Dirach Elohim Kadishin Bey, he had the Spirit of God within him, the Holy God within him, V'chomak Kadamo Yamres. And I told him the dream itself. And he said, Belshazzar, Rav Chotamai, he said, Belshazzar, head of all of the Khartoumim, the very wise men. Obviously, that could be the necromancers and the people who do magics and stuff like that, but it's strange that Belshazzar would have been, that Daniel was in charge of all that. That would be very, very strange. Could be that he just meant, like, you're the greatest of all of them. The Ani Yedeis, right, the Ruach Elohim Kadishin Bach, I know that the spirit of the holy angels are together with you, and you have nothing, no secrets are hidden from you. So I saw a certain vision of my dream, and its translation, I need you to tell me. Right, these are the visions of mine that I had, Haves, when I was on my bed. So this is what I saw over here. So there came up a tree in the middle of the ground, and its height was very, very tremendous. Revo Yilana, it grew, this tree, uskif, and became very strong. Rumi Yitme Lishmaya, and the height reached all the way to the heavens, Vachazos Lesof Kolara, and you could see it from all ends of the earth. You could see it from every part of the earth, from anywhere where you looked. Avye Shapir, so the branches were very nice. Ve'in Beisagi, it had very, very many like little branches, the fruit on it as well. Mazel Lecholobe, everybody had enough food from it. Tchosoi Tatla Chevas Bro, underneath it you saw playing all the wild animals of the field, Van Foi, Yerut and Tziparishmain, and on the branches that were going down and they were living, all these birds of the heavens, Minei Yitzin Kol Bisro, and they were eating from everything from it, right? Every animal, every bird was able to eat from it. Chazei Haveis Bechazei. So I saw, right, in this my dream, I saw this vision on my head. Al Mishkigal, I was on my bed. Ba'alu ir bekadish min shmainachis. And then I saw a malach, an holy one, descending down from the heavens itself. Irin kadishin, uvnei anasha. Irin kadishin are holy angels. All right, it doesn't mean holy cities. That's not what you're talking about in Kari Bon Olam. But ir bekadish min shmainachis. Kari b'chayel, he called out loud. V'chein omar, here's what he said. Go to Ilana, cut down the tree, the katsisiyin ifoi, and then cut down all the branches. Ataru of ye. So scatter all of its fruit to be daru in bay. Shake off its branches and scatter its fruit. Tinud chevsa min tachtoi. let all the animals that are underneath it wander away, and all the birds away as well. So clearly what this meant was is that there was one man who was taking care of everybody, that the protection of this man was upon everything of the earth and that everything ate from it. And then the Malach said, no longer, this guy is no longer going to be on the earth. Everything else, scatter. Don't let them be anywhere near. Baram ikar shoshoi ba'ara shufuku, what you should leave is the roots in the ground. Uvasur di parzol nechosh b'disa di bara, and in fetters of iron and copper, there should be throughout the entire field. V'tal shmai yitztaba, allow the dew of the heavens to drench it. Allow it to be its lot together with the grass of the field. So to speak, as if to say, let the root of it is still going to remain. That root will remain like the animals in the field, and that will be able to survive. They will change his heart from being a man's heart. Then instead they'll give it an animal's heart. That whatever this thing is, this tree represents, it's no longer going to have one, it's going to be something else entirely. Now the Malbim says, chaining a tree with fetters obviously does not make any sense. Putting chains around, you know, a tree in order to keep it in place. Trees don't go anywhere, at least not the trees that we deal with. It sounds like something that a crazy person would do. And that's exactly what the dream represented. As we'll see, Daniel is going to interpret this dream that Nebuchadnezzar is going to go mad. He's going to go crazy, and he's going to be like one of the wild animals of the field.
Doesn't he turn into a rabbit or something? Or does he eat a rabbit?
That's later on. That's what. That's when he meets, what's his name? The last king, Sidkiah. Right? That's what that story over there. But this is something a little bit strange. The doctors are going to see that this tree that is just like whatever has to be chained down. Because otherwise he's going to eat like the craziest thing in the world, that Nebuchadnezzar is going to do these crazy things. So either way, that's what he saw. V'shiva idonin yachlof v'nalui. 7 periods will pass over him. That's what the Malach said. V'gziras irin piskama. So by the decree of these Malachim, that would be the law. Memer kadish and she'elta. By the word of the holy ones, that would be what comes out. Adivras diin du'un. Chaya dishalit ilo b'malchus anosha. In order that the living knows that the one on high, he's got a kingdom of man. Umindi yitzpe yitnine yushfal anashim yikimelo. And whoever he wants to give it to, he will give it to. Right? And that the lowest of men will be upon it. And that's what's going to be in this world. So really, it's that everybody understands that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts people in charge, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu knocks people down. Tezvav. Tenachama chazeh. So this is the dream that I saw on a Malka Nebuchadnezzar, I, the king Nebuchadnezzar. Ante belshatzar pishrei. Emor, I want you to tell over the interpretation. All the people of the kingdom weren't able to tell me the translation. But you, right, you're a holy one. You have the spirit of holy things within you. Okay, now stop right there. Again, I am not a dream interpreter. I don't do this for a living, right? I also have the legacy, I guess you could say, of hindsight, right, where we can look at what Daniel translated this dream as. I cannot imagine this is a very difficult dream. I don't understand. Nebuchadnezzar was in charge of the entire world. He was clearly the tree. The animals underneath were right that like that, right? The fact that they were going to cut it down just simply means Nebuchadnezzar was going to die. Nebuchadnezzar would have something crazy. I mean, how could they not translate it? I don't get that. Okay, so that could be a different story. Maybe they didn't want to say anything. But how can Nebuchadnezzar not translate
this?
Yeah,
but maybe they freeze when you get in front of somebody and you don't want to give the wrong answer. Sometimes not giving an answer at all is a better option.
I don't know.
Sometimes
yeah.
You don't really want to see the truth.
We already saw that Nebuchadnezzar. But Nebuchadnezzar was willing to kill the people when they didn't translate his dream before. It's kind of surprising that they didn't give a translation. Especially, again, this seems to be a very obvious dream. I don't quite get like why it's so hard. What's the difficulty behind this dream?
You're going to tell the guy who's ruler of the world that he's going to die?
Everyone's going to die.
Not the ruler of the world. They thought of themselves as gods. You're going to deliver that message and think you're going to live?
Okay, then I'll ask you, why did Daniel translate it then?
Because he believes in a real god. He knows he has the back of a real god.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you're allowed to put yourself in tremendous danger.
He obviously thought he didn't
so it
think.
It says, a dying
there was something
Daniel.
In it for him.
He says, Adayin Daniel di Shmei Belshazzar.
Look
what it says. He says, Adayin Daniel di Shmei Belshazzar. Daniel, whose name was Belshazzar, Ishtomi Kishal Chada. He was silent for a little bit. Rayoni Yivalune. His thoughts shocked him. It might be. He understood the translation of the dream, and he didn't want to say anything. He's worried. He's like, what am I going to say? Animak of Amar Belshazzar. So the king spoke up and he said, Belshazzar, Chelma upishrei al yavaloch. Don't let it upset you. Ani Belshazzar. So once he said that, I guess that was like a guarantee, I'm not going to hurt you for it. Still don't understand why he couldn't have said that to the dream interpreters, but all right. Ani Belshazzar Amar Mari Chelma lisanoch upishrei la roch. I'd rather the vision of this dream be given over to your enemies and the interpretation given over to the people that you hate. The tree that you saw that was great and big, and the height goes all the way to heaven, and it appeared to the entire land. It had great, you know, the great branches and great fruit, right? And all the food for anyone that needs to underneath. That's where you have the wild animals, the birds. Antu Malka di Ravasus Kefas. You obviously are the king that is so great and strong. Ravusach Ravas, your strength is very great. Metasul Shmayan goes all the way to the heavens, Sultanach Losof Ara, and obviously your power goes all the way to the end of the lands. Tichavis Malka Ir Vikadish, Nachas Shmayan, when you saw the Malach that came down from the heavens itself, right? Maybe he's referring to when it says that it goes all the way to the heavens. Maybe it refers to his gaiva. There's a famous Gemara that Nebuchadnezzar wanted to fight against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem said, what, you think you're going to fight me? Just to get to me, you'd have to live a billion years, right? You honestly think you're going to be able to get all the way up here and be able to fight me? That doesn't make any sense, right? That was the line. So maybe it's his haughtiness that calls him to whatever it is. That's what it refers to, going all the way up to the heavens. And he says, when you saw Malach coming down, Va'amar go to Ilana, it says, cut down the tree, v'chablui, right, and knock it down completely. V'ram ikar shor shoi ba'arash v'vuku, but you should leave the roots in the land. V'asar diparzo v'nechosh b'tisa'ah divara, you should chain it down with fetters of iron and copper, etc. V'tal shma yitzaban, allow the dew the heavens, v'imchev is barach alake, and allow it to be with the animals, ha'di yeshiva, yidan and yichal v'yalui, for seven times, seven periods, that's what it should apply. I want to tell you the translation, the king. It is a gzera from upon high, that is going to be upon the king himself. Okay, let's go back to this in a second. She says, "V'loch tordim min anasha, you are going to be banished from all people. You're going to live among the wild animals of the field. You will taste the grasses like oxen. You are going to have the dew of the heavens that drench you. It's going to be for 7 years. Until you know that the man on high, HaKadosh Baruch Hu upon high, is the king over all men. He's the one who gives whatever he wants. They said that they should leave the root in the ground itself. That means the kingdom will remain yours. You'll be able to come back to it. As soon as you know who rules over the heavens above, that is not going to be a problem over here. And that's that. Now, why for 7 years? What was the punishment of the 7 years? Well, he destroyed the Beis Hamikdash, which took 7 years to build. Since it took 7 years to build and he destroyed that, obviously he was punished for 7 years altogether. Right? That's the idea behind it. Then he said, also, the line was, you know, the command to do everything like this, Daniel did not tell him that people were going to desert him. Because that really is what the dream was. The wild animals and the birds were all going to leave. That really is that the nations are going to leave you, and you're going to be left with only Bavel, right? And only Bavel is going to be in charge. When you come back after you become king, it's not like you're going to be king the way you were before, in charge of the entire world. When you go and Evel Merodach goes in charge, Evel Merodach is going to lose everybody, and when you come back, you're going to have a very, very small kingdom. Regardless, that he didn't need to tell him. That he didn't need to say. Yeah, what were you going to say?
He was punished for destroying the Beis Hamikdash. Mm-hmm. Wasn't he fulfilling, and wasn't like he fulfilling a commandment?
There are ways
so
of fulfilling. You know, there are ways of fulfilling. Yes, he was supposed to destroy the Beis Hamikdash. Did he have to kill all the people while doing it? He was a rod and killed hundreds of thousands of Yidden. So yeah, you get to be punished for doing that. Aside from that, destroying the Beis Hamikdash, if you knew that something was so powerful and that God came to you and told you that you have to destroy it, wouldn't you say, God, why am I destroying it? Granted, you have to do it.
You're not supposed to question.
No, you do question when it's going something strange and it looks like you're going to be punished for it, which he was.
Yeah, but why would he assume that he would be? If God's telling him to do it, then you do it.
I don't know if he told him. I don't know if that's the direct... Okay, because we're not dealing with directives. We're saying he had the ability to do it, and he did it. But I don't know if there was a directive that Hashem said to him, you destroy the Beis Hamikdash, or just sort of like he was allowed to because Hashem was on his side. I don't know if there was a direct tzivor. Do we know of any direct tzivor Nebuchadnezzar got from somebody that said destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Yirmiyah said he would, not that he should. Not that that would happen. Yecheskel said that he would, but not that he actually should. So I'm not sure he got that. So that's how it would go when it comes to that. I'm not positive I'm right about that, but I'm pretty sure that that's correct. But he says, this is what's going to happen to the king itself. So in Chav Beis, V'loch Tordim in Anasha. So you're going to be banished. Oh, so we just said that, right? I'm sorry. Chav Gimel. V'di Amaru L'mishpak Ikar Shoshoi. We did that as well, but we don't have to worry about that. Chav Dad, L'hain. Malka Milki Shpar Aloch. Okay. So therefore, O king, my advice should be good with you. V'chato Yoch B'tzdaka Faruk. Your sin could be redeemed if you give tzedakah. Vava Yasoch B'mechani Niyad. And your bad things could be done by giving gifts to poor people. Hain Tavei Orcha L'shalei V'osach. By doing that, you will have length to your tranquility. You will be able to be tranquil for a little bit longer. So if you do that, that's going to be okay. Kula mata al Nebuchadnezzar Malka. Now the Navi is telling us all of this happened to Nebuchadnezzar the king. Liktas Yorchan Treyasor at the end of 12 months, al Heichum al Chusa di Bavel, Mahalei Chava. Right? At the end of 12 months, he was walking around the palace. Ani Malka v'Amar, the king got up and he said, Dohi Bavo Rabza, isn't this Bavo the Great? To Anubanasa Leves Malchu, where I have built a royal palace, Biskuf Chisni Bilakor Hadri, for a tremendous strength of power and for all the beauty there. Obviously, he was saying it, right, and he saw it as it was. Now, first of all, when Daniel gave this advice and allowed him to become king for an extra 12 months, his advice was given because he thought that it would be better and Nebuchadnezzar would be friendlier with the Jews, right? If he saw the Jews were looking out for his best interest. Perhaps, Daniel thought, he'd be able to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe if he understood that the reason why he was being punished is because of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, well, maybe he would admit that the best thing for him to do would be to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. I'm sorry?
What about the calculation?
Which calculation? What do you mean?
70 years.
So the 70 years, that's obviously true, and that's obviously problematic when it comes to stuff like this. But it's possible, right, that you could fulfill it in some other shape or form. After all, that's what happened with Kores. Kores allowed them to start rebuilding, so they started rebuilding. It just didn't end up happening until a little bit later on. They'll figure out something. Maybe it would take them 20 years to be able to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash in some way. But who knows? But he thought maybe he has the chance of rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash or causing something to happen for it to be there. So he took the chance. And he said, let's give it. Unfortunately, it was bad. Because he ended up giving that, Daniel was punished. Some say he was cut down from the kingdom. Some say he was killed. Some say he lost a lot of his power. But that's the reason why he did it over here. What did he do? Nebuchadnezzar opened up his storage houses and allowed all the poor Jews who had not had food since they had been exiled to go and get food from them. So he did feed the Jews during this time itself. So it says, Ode Milsa. Right. According to the Medrash over here, Rashi says, he said he heard people coming to the door and crying for food. Said, what's the sound of it? They said to him, well, these are the poor that you arranged to feed. Right? So he said, no deal. From now on, I don't want that anymore. Like, it's done. So as soon as he stopped giving tzedakah, right, that's when he ended up losing it. And that's when the 12 months were up. And that's that. Then he's when he realized it was that old milsa. The word was still in the mouth of the king. Kol min shmai nafal, right? A voice from the heavens came down and it said to him, Loch amrin Nebuchadnezzar malka machusa adosim inach. Right? To you, they said, Nebuchadnezzar, your kingdom is turned away from you. You are going to be banished from all men. You're going to live with the animals of the field. You're going to eat the grass of the field. It's going to happen for 7 years. Adi sinda di shalit Allah malchusa insha. Till you know who is the real king of the kingdom of men. Who he wishes to, he wants to give it. At that time, the matter was fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar, from all the people he was banished, until his hair came down like the feathers of eagles, and his nails were as long, right, as the claws of birds. He looked absolutely disgusting. His hair grew from sweat and dirt. There was stuff all over. It was extremely disgusting, right? And that's that. Right, he looked like absolute animals, and that's that. So he says over here, Ibn Ezra says, there was a person who went mad, and he ended up living with the antelopes. Once when the king of the island captured many antelopes, this person was among the antelopes. When he was identified by his parents, they spoke to him, but he didn't respond, and he didn't eat food or drink. He would only eat the grass. And eventually, when he found an open field, he started hopping away. He'd become that. It's a madness, I would assume. It's a real madness. It's a guy in England, right, who's a lizard. I'm not saying he identifies as a lizard. He made himself into a lizard. Like a massive, weird lizard. V'lexasio maya. So now, Nebuchadnezzar is telling over the story over here, right? So, v'lexasio maya, on the Nebuchadnezzar, right, at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, einai lishmaya nitleis. I lifted up my eyes toward the heavens themselves. Mandai Allah Yisuv, right? My understanding was returned to me. Lilay brechas ulachayom ashabches. I ended up praising, giving brachas to the one up high, to the one who lives forever. I gave up my praise of Hadras and my beauty. Vidi Shaltana, Shaltan Alam, that his rulership should be forever. Machusim Dor Vador, that his Malchus should be forever and ever, for generation after generation. Choldar Yara, Kulach Hashivin, that all the inhabitants of the earth were really like nothing. Okamitz Be'ei Aved Bechel Shmaya. And I guess you can say, right, all the hosts of the heavens, he dealt with the hosts of the heavens, and all their Dari Aran, those people on earth, according to what he wants to do. Lo isi diyimcha biyidei, no one can stop, right, what he has in his hands, v'yemer le mayavadato, and say to him, what have you done? Bezim man di'i yisuv aloi, at that time my understanding came back to me, v'likar malchusi hadri, right, and all of my glory, my kingdom came back to me, v'zizi yisuv aloi, my splendor was restored to me, v'liya dovrai rav ravanai, right, and to me, right, all of my masters, the leaders, and everything else, Yevaun, they were looking for me, and I was brought back to my kingdom, Ravu Yatiru Safasli, and then even more, there was tremendous greatness given to me. Now, again, we said before, there's no way he's going back to the original kingdom that he had before, it's just not going to be. Apparently, there was other greatness that was given to him and said, Ka'an anu Nebuchadnezzar Meshavachim Roman, therefore, I, Nebuchadnezzar, I praise, and I praise, and I praise, Mahadu Lamelech Shmaya, to the king above, Dikoma Avodi, that everything he does is true. For din, all of his ways are judgment. Anybody who walks humble, right, he's able to knock them down. Oh, those people walk with gaiva. With gaiva, he knocks them down and he makes them more humble. That's the idea behind it. Okay, period. And that, unfortunately, is the end of everything that happens to Nebuchadnezzar itself. There is some cool stuff over here. What was the great stuff that he got involved with over here? So it says, Rashi says that he rode on top of a lion and tied a snake to his head. Now, whether that's literal, it would be awesome, right? Or it's figurative, which makes a little bit more sense. It just shows that he had conquered Yehuda, which is a lion, and Egypt, which is like a snake. That's the idea behind it. Others say, right, that Nebuchadnezzar the Marsha says, right, Nebuchadnezzar was the lion, that his sign was the lion of the zodiac, and that's the reason why he was in charge whatsoever. And there was an ancient serpent, the one that was going to take over completely, that Dun was compared to, that he thought referred to him completely. Either way, that's the idea behind what he was trying to do. So that's it, though. We're done with Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar doesn't appear anymore. We have his stories. We have the stories of what happens. Now we go into the next king. Now, we don't have any stories of Daniel with Evil-Merodach. Was Daniel around during Evil-Merodach's reign? Probably. But Evil-Merodach was a good king, and he believed in God. And he seemed to have been very good to the Jews. He never allowed them to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, that's definitely true. But at least he did things that seemed to have been very, very good. And that's the idea behind what was happening by him. So, Evil-Merodach had a son. And that son's name was Belshazzar. Not to be confused with Belt-Shazzar, but Belshazzar. When Belshazzar came into play, Daniel's name was changed. His name was Belt-Shazzar, if you remember correctly. They changed it because it was too similar to the name Belshazzar. They changed over to Daniel again. Now, Belshazzar Malka, Avad Lechem Rav, Lerav Ravnui Alaf. So he brought in 1,000 dignitaries and he made a massive feast. Lekaval Alpacham Rashosei, he brought in as much wine as 1,000. Some say that he was able to drink wine the same amount as 1,000 men. He had a tremendous amount of, what do they call that? Tolerance, yeah. Belshazzar Amar B'Teim Chamra, right? So Belshazzar said while he tasted the wine, it's Belshazzar. He got a little drunk. They should bring in the kalim of gold and silver, the hampek Nebuchadnezzar, avui min hechel of Yerushalayim, that they had taken out, Nebuchadnezzar, his father had taken out, or his grandfather had taken over the hechel of Yerushalayim. Now,
sounds like a story.
I am going to point out, by the way, that our son, some that say, Mitzudas David and Rashi and Yirmiah say Belshazzar was the son of Evil-Merodach. But it seems from Rashi over here that he was another son of Nebuchadnezzar. The Evil-Merodach was one son of Nebuchadnezzar, and Belshazzar was the second son of Nebuchadnezzar. And when his older brother died, he became king. Okay? I mean, it definitely says Nebuchadnezzar Avui over here. And the king started drinking with it, right? The king started drinking with it. And he gave it over to his dignitaries, to his shegel, to his queen, and to his concubines. He drank all of them over here. He drank that so much. Could be that, again, he drank in presence of 1,000 people. Could be he drank like 1,000 men, right? Some say that he brought in these alafim, these leaders, and he drank in front of them. Some say that in that day, and this is from Josephus, he waged war by day with Dariavesh and Kores. He was victorious. So then that evening, he made a feast, celebrating his victory. They die in, okay, so then, they brought out the golden kalim. They tell him the hekel of the great God in Yerushalayim. And they all drank out of it. Notice, by the way, he wanted the silver and the gold. They only brought out the gold. Why didn't they bring out the silver? I guess there weren't a lot of people there. Not enough. They had enough golden pieces. They didn't need the silver itself. They drank the wine and started praising the gods of gold and silver and copper and iron and wood and stone. At that time, there came out fingers of the hand of a man. So it started writing opposite the menorah. Al Gira di Kisil. It was on the plaster of the wall, Hechla, of the palace, di Malka of the king. Malka Jose Pas Yedal di Kosva. The king saw an actual disembodied hand writing it in the wall. Some say Belshazzar was the only one who was able to see it. No one else was able to see it. Others say that they did see, right? Everybody there was able to see everything. But either way, he became more frightened than everybody else. He could not understand what he was doing. At that point, the king, his whole color changed. His appearance completely changed. Brayoni Yivalune, his thoughts confused him. Kitre Chartim Historian, so the belts of his loins became untied. Barkuvasa Doledonakshan, his knees knocked together. He literally became so frightened, he had no idea what to do with himself. He started having this crazy thing. So at first, he probably thought he was hallucinating.
Yeah, he was drunk.
Drunk as a loon, and he started seeing it. But he knew this wasn't an hallucination. He knew deep down inside, when you see something special like this, a nevuah, nevuah cannot be faked. Nevuah cannot be. He knew what he was seeing, and he knew it was real, as drunk as he was. Kari Malka B'chayo, La'alola Shpaya Kasdaya, because of Raya. So the king called out loud, and he said, bring in the guys, bring in the magicians, bring in the Kazdians. Right, the Gazraya, the astrologers. He brought in any man who will be able to read this handwriting and tell me its meaning. Our Gavona Yobasha will wear purple clothing. He's going to have a golden chain in his neck. He will rule over a third of my kingdom. That's what's going to happen over here. That's what's going to happen. So it could be that there were other people, but whatever. He wanted to know what was going on over here, and he was willing to do anything to be able to go. Adayin, Alin Kol Chakim Yimalka, they brought in all the wise men of the king, Velo Kalin Ksava Lamikre. They were not able to read the Ksavu, Pishalo Dal Malka, or the understanding to be able to tell it over. But not only were they not able to tell the understanding, they couldn't even understand what it was. They couldn't understand the words that were there. Adayin, Malka Velshatzar Sagi Misbal, he was completely confused. Zivo Yishan and Aloi, he changed his face again, Rav Nu Mishtabshin. And all the dignitaries, all the leaders were all very, very, very upset. Malkisa, Lekavu Mele Malka, the queen, in, you know, after hearing the words of the king, Rav Nui, and all of the officers of Beish Mishtaya, Alas. So after she heard everybody going on in the feasting hall, she came in. I don't know where she was and why she wasn't there in the first place, but maybe that was the minute back in Bubble that the women weren't there, part of the party. It's possible. Anas Malkisa Valmeris, so the queen got up and she said, Malka Omen Chayi, may the king live forever. Do not allow your thoughts to confuse Vizvach Al Yishtanu. Do not allow your face to change. There is a man upon your kingdom, the Ruchal and Kadishan Bay, that the Holy Spirit of God is within him. Right? In the days of your father, he enlightened them and wisened them. He had wisdom like the wisdom of a god. Hishtachas Bay. Right, you can find within him. Your father appointed him the chief over all of these other people over here. That's what your father did over here. So it's strange. How did this guy not know this? Did he not remember what Daniel did?
Or you could ask the other one, how did she know this?
No.
If there was somebody in between, a king in between. She should have been a young woman. Like, and Nebuchadnezzar, this whole episode of Nebuchadnezzar happened a long time ago, probably either when she was a child, if she's not a child already, or even before she was born.
Well, there is a machlokas. I just see over here, the Abarbanel says that she was the queen, the wife of Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar is dead, but this is his mother or grandmother, right?
That's a different story, but if it's like a random queen, there's no way she would know this. Or there's no way she should know this.
I absolutely don't know how it should be. I have no idea. But that's what he ended up saying. He says, Kol kval di ruach yatira, anybody who has a little bit of a extra knowledge, manda v'sachalasu, v'fasher chalmin, knows how to interpret dreams, v'achabayas chidin, he's able to tell riddles, v'shari kitrin, untie the knots, yishtekach his baby Daniel, you'll be able to find a Daniel, v'malka sham shmei belshatzar, that the king, sam shmei belshatzar, the king had named belshatzar, so therefore, bring in Daniel. Let him tell you the interpretation. Daniel, who all kind of Malka, therefore. At that point, that's when Daniel was brought in front of the king. Ani Malka v'amad Daniel. Anto Daniel, do you mean Beinu Galusa de Yehud? Are you Daniel who comes from the Gullus of the Jews? The Haisi Malka Abid min Yehud, right? That the king made, you know, that my father ended up taking from the Jews.
What's the point of that rhetorical question? They obviously know who it is. Is he supposed to be some imposter? They're not just bringing any random person in front of the king.
Honestly, it's possible that Daniel had been missing for a long time. Maybe they had no idea where Daniel was. Maybe Daniel had never been called by Belshazzar. Belshazzar was
king for 2 years
already.
Well, you said he could have been dead. It just seems strange. They know who they're getting.
You would think he would have been. They would have been able to figure it out. I don't know. It is strange, but maybe that was also. This is the covered way of saying it. She was like, "Diruach Eloyin Bach." I heard that there was a spirit of God in you. And I hear him is Achlosu v'Chachma Yitiri Yishkachas Bach. That all this extra wisdom is within you. And while looking at my Chakimah Yashvaya di Chesava Dinat Yikrain, so I'll tell you that these Chachamim, the Yashvayim, they brought him before me. Right, they read this writing Yikron, and I ask them for the words interpretation. For the Chacholim Pshar Milta Lachavai, but they're not able to tell me anything whatsoever. Right, they wouldn't tell you. They wouldn't tell me what's going on. I heard about you that you're able to translate translations. The Kitra and the Mishra, and you can take away all those things, right, and matter them. I want you to be able to tell me what this thing writes. And if you do so, if you tell me the translation, I will let you wear purple. And I'm going to put a chain of gold upon your neck. And you will rule over a third of the kingdom itself. What do I have over here?
I hope he got it in writing.
It seems like Daniel was very, very famous, and that's the reason why he was the one chosen, and therefore they knew who he was over here. Okay. Either way, that's that. So I know, yeah. So that's that. Bidayin under Daniel. At that point, Daniel said, Ba'amar, Kadam al kamatanasa loch le heaven. First of all, keep your gifts for yourself, O king. When it was biyasach la'achron hav, and all of your lavish gifts, give it to somebody else. But I'm ksava ekra l'malka, but I will read the writing for the king. Ufishra udine, and I'll tell you exactly what it means. Ant malka, elo yilo. You are the king, because the God above, mechus revutzu v'yikarav ahadra yavle mechatzor avuch, he gave a kingdom and greatness and honor and beauty to you, Nebuchadnezzar, your father, your grandfather. Mi revutzu di'ayvle, kol mayumay v'lishnaya, havei zoyin. Out of that greatness that he gave him, right, to all the people, all the nations, all the languages, havu zoyin, they were quaking. But they were afraid of him. Tiavat savei havakotil, right? Because whoever he wished, he killed. Tiavat savei havamache, whoever he wanted to hit, he hit. Tiavat savei havamarim, whoever he wanted to bring up, he brought up. Tiavat savei humashpil, whoever he brought down, were brought down. So listen, obviously, his greatness, God's greatness, that he could do anything at any time. When the heart became haughty, right, and the spirit was toughened, and he did things, he was taken away from the throne of the kingdom, and they removed all of that honor from him, right? All the honor left him completely. So this, again, this refers to Nebuchadnezzar. Your father had all this stuff, right? He became haughty, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu got rid of him. Mivinashatridi got him rid of him from all the people of Avim Chayvasa Shavi, and he put him together with the other animals. Mimaradaya Madore, he lived together with the wild beasts. Isbikatoni Tamuni ate all that grass. Mitalshman Yishman Yitzaba, he got drenched by the rain of the heavens. Adi Yoda Adi Shalulah Mahuse Anosha, until he knew that God rules over the Mahus of people, Mandi Yitzbe Yahakim Ale. The aunt Bray Belshazzar lo hashpelta levavach, but you, his son Belshazzar, you didn't humble yourself, right? Your heart kokol dikol dina yadato. When you saw all these things over here, v'amar yishma yisro mamto, you tried being greater than God. Well, the money device say hasiv kalemach, and you brought those kalim in front of you. V'atu ravenich v'shagol asoch lachen asoch. You drink wine out of these holy vessels. You praise these gods of gold and silver and copper and iron and wood and stone that do not see, nor do they hear, nor do they know anything. And yet you praise them. And the God whose your soul is in his hands, and the one who all of your ways are by him, you never went back to, you didn't glorify, you didn't say anything good about. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent out from before him a piece of a hand. And here is what he wrote. The writing that he wrote in the pasuk was, Minei, Minei, Tkil, Ufarsin. Dina parsha, dina, wait, it's called parsha, right? Dina pishar milsa. Therefore, this is the interpretation. Oh, so I skipped a line. I'm sorry. Dina ksava di rishim, and this is the writing that was inscribed. Minei minei to kill ufarsin. Right.
Yeah, you read that.
I did read that. Dina pishar milsa. Here is a translation of it. Minei. Here's minei number one. Mana alo malchusach vashlama. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has counted your years of your kingdom. He's done. He's done with you. He doesn't need you anymore. You're completely gone for everything. This is going to be a punishment for what you had done in taking out the kelim with the base of Mikdash and using it for your own personal needs and wanting to drink gold and silver out of it and doing everything you want over here. Right? That's what you're being punished for. To kill Tavon's Naiv Ishtachas Chasir, he weighed you and a scale and he realized you were found lacking. You're not so good. Pareis, Priest Malchusach, your kingdom has been broken up. You have some other parts. It's going to be broken up and given over to Mede and Persia. Beidayin, at that time, Amr Belshazzar Belbishul Daniel Ergavana, Belshazzar ended up giving Daniel a purple cloak. Vamnichi didahaval tavarein, he put a golden chain around his neck. Right, he got grills and bling bling all over his body. Vachrizu alui dilahavik shlit taltu malchuse, and he said he's going to rule over a third of the kingdom, but that didn't matter because obviously he's not going to be king for very much longer. Bebeloya kitil Belshazzar malka kastoi. And that very night, Belshazzar, the king of the Chasdeans, was assassinated. What happened over here? So first of all, the question is why weren't they able to read it? I wanted to know. So, according to Rabbi Yossi, this was a new script that they had never seen before. And from then on, they wanted this to be used. Ezra saw the script and he said, this is going to be it. It's called Ksav Ashuri, Ksav Assyrian script. They ended up using this for the Sifrei Torah, and that was that. It was an innovation made by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they saw within these words that they then took on from then on. Okay? That was one. That's one opinion over there. Some others say that, no, Ksav Ashuri was always used, right, and restored to them later on. At some point, they lost Ksav Ashuri, the straightest script, and at some point, or whatever it is. But because it was lost for such a long period of time, maybe they used, I don't know, Ksav Ivri, some of the other type of script or whatever it was, right, the Chaldeans couldn't read it. They could read the current Hebrew writing, but they couldn't read the ancient Hebrew writing. The only person who could do that was somebody like Daniel. That's that. Rav says it was not written normally. It was written Atbash. So instead of saying to kill, it was written yatas yatas idoch pug chamat. So therefore, not only was it letters that didn't make any sense, there were no words. They were in the wrong order as well. They were in a different order whatsoever. Shmuel says they were written vertically. Look at how it says over here. See? Mana, mana, takel, upar, sin. Right? That's what was written over there. So top line, mamtos ninkifi al arlan. So they didn't know how to read it, because if you read it like that, it doesn't make any sense. Those words don't make any sense over there. Rabbi Yochanan says another jumble. Ravashi says another jumble. That's the idea behind it, and that's the concept of what it was supposed to be. So he knew that you were counted, and obviously it's not going to be good. Now that's that. Now, what ended up happening with him, whatever. In Josephus, Josephus says the following. He says, when Daniel interpreted the writing on the wall, Belshazzar, his courtiers became frightened. They all fled, leaving him alone with his eunuchs and the members of his household. One of the eunuchs pondered over the entire episode. He sat there and he's like, huh, there are that. And was convinced from past experience that Daniel's predictions always came true, and then decided this one would too. Therefore, when Belshazzar retired for the night, he decapitated him, carried his head to the Persian camp in order to find favor in the eyes of the attacking armies. Right? That's number one. According to Shir HaShirim Rabbah, Parag Gimel, when Belshazzar heard Daniel's interpretation of the writing, he issued a decree that whoever would appear and try to get into the palace itself, even if he says, I am the king, he should be killed. That night, Belshazzar had crazy stomach cramps. He had to go outside, and he went to the bathroom that was outside the palace. When he came back to the palace, when he left, he was unnoticed. When he came back, he was noticed by two people, Kores and Daryavish, his sentries. When they demanded that he identify himself, he said, I'm the king. According to his own orders, they crushed his skull. They killed him themselves. And then, therefore, they took over. They were the ones that would take over. Awesome, right? That's what ended up happening over here. Do we have time to do Vav?
We have 15 minutes.
Yeah, I think we'll be able to do some of it. Daryavish Madoya. Daryavish, the Median.
A little bit.
Yeah, talk by a little?
Maybe not. Mine.
Daryavish Madaya, Kaba Malchus, he received the kingdom. Kvar Shnin Shitim Visartin, he was already 62 years old. Obviously, he wasn't going to be king for long. Daryavish was very, very old. Shvarkan Daryavish, so it pleased Darius. The Hakim Al Malchus Lachashtar Panaya Me'avastrin, he made 120 senators. Tilahav Macho Malchus said that they should be throughout the entire kingdom over here. Ve'elim in Hon Sorchin, and over them he made viziers. So also there were three. Di Daniel, Chad Minon. Daniel was one of those three viziers. Zila Havanach Hashdar Benaya, Elin Yahavian Lahon Taima. They used to give him, you know, advice. Makal Lahavian Azik. And therefore the king did not suffer any injury because he knew what he had to do. Adayin Daniel Dina Havim Yisnatzach Hoshachai Vachashdar Benaya. Daniel surpassed. He went past all of those officers and the other viziers. Kokoval Di Ruach Yatira Bey because he had obviously he was very, very smart. Malkas Ashis Lakamuz Al Komahusa. The king said, you know what, maybe I should put him in charge of the entire kingdom. Maybe he should be in charge of absolutely everything. Adayin, Shachai V'chashar Panaya, so the other people that were there, all the officers, Havo Bayin Ilo L'Shkach L'Daniel Mitzan Malchusa, they wanted to find a pretext to get rid of Daniel from the kingdom itself. V'chol Ilo V'shchitza Lo Yachol L'Shkachal, but they couldn't find anything wrong with him. They looked into his past, they looked into what he did, they never found anything wrong. Kol Kovod Dimehem and who, V'chol Shav V'shchitza, Raylo L'Shkach Zalui. They couldn't find any error, they couldn't find any fault, they didn't see anything wrong with him whatsoever. Adayin Gavraya Elech Omrin. So then these people got up and they said, Dilo Neshkacha La Daniel Dina Kol Ila. We have not found anything wrong with Daniel. Lahein Hashkachna Loi Bidas Aloi. So we're going to have to do something about his law of God. Maybe we could find something against him when he goes against his law of God. Adayin Sochai Bachashtrapanaya Elan Hargishu Al Malka. They made an assembly by the king. Lahein Omrin Lahein. This is what they said. Daryavish Malka Lomi Chayef. Daryavish should live forever. Istio Atuko Sarka Malchusa. All of the viziers of the kingdom, we have taken advice from each other. Malchus Zignaya, Bachshar Panaya, Hadovraya, Pachvasaya, Lekayomakim, Malko, Ulistakapa, in order to make the king's law and to strengthen him very, very much. Asr D, Kol D Vive, Vomi Kola Law. So it says over here, they strengthened a decree that had come from before, right? The Kol D Vive, Vomi Kola Law. Anybody who asks a request, a davening from any god, the Enish, and a person, Ad Yom Tzolson, right, for 30 days, Lahin Minach Malki Yisrael Lego of Aryavasa. You, O king, should throw him into a pit of lions. No one is allowed to ask for any advice from anyone except from you. They should all daven to you. They should ask everything from you. They shouldn't deal with anybody else. Ka'an Malka Tzki Masara. So at that point, the king should make a sort of like a decree. Sirshim Ksava Di Lo Yilishnaya. And he should write something up that will never change. Kidas Madio Pras, according to the laws of Madio Pras, Yilos Adei, right? That will never be repealed. Kokval Dana Malka, that. Yeah, all of this the king Daryavish did. Risham Ksava Vasara. He wrote it down and he tied it up together and he said, this is what we're going to do, that no one can daven to anyone else in the entire kingdom except to me. But Daniel, Kidiyadati Rishim Ksava Alavaisa, right, when Daniel heard about this thing that was written up, he went into his house, back to his house, and he opened up the windows. Halachically, Balisa and his top floor. Halachically, that's what we do nowadays. You should always have a window open in a shul.
Really? That's where the.
This comes from over here. It's It's brought down. You have it in Kabbalistic places, but it's brought down. Neged Yerushalayim. He faced toward Yerushalayim.
It doesn't really help. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't really happen. I'm sorry.
Hasidic shuls all have it.
Really? Window open?
Every single one. Even in the winter. Neged Yerushalayim. And then they faced Yerushalayim. That's where we get it from, that we face Yerushalayim. It comes from right over here by Daniel. Zimnin Tzlasa Biyoma, three times a day. That also is where we get that from. Who Baruch HaBracho, he bent on his knees. Umatzle Umode Kadam Eloi. And he davened and he thanked in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kukavaldi Hava Avim Mikad Masana. He always used to do this. It's not that he started it now. It's that now he went up to the attic and he did it in this specific place. But he always used to do this. This is something that he always did. And that was that. Yes, Mitzudas David says that Adayin, at that point, Guvraya Ilech Argishu, they realized there was something going on. Vashkachu L'Daniel Bayu Mischanin Karmeloa, they found Daniel davening and pleading in front of his God itself. Right? That's the idea behind it. Now, the idea is that Malbim says that since his idea was to prove that he had the power to fulfill any request, his decree applied only an individual request, but not to regular daily prayers. So Daniel assumed he could daven. If he's going to ask a specific request, okay, I'll ask it from the king. Yeah, right. But I'm allowed to do my regular davening. The viziers wanted to show that no, he really truly was trying to get things from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, very quickly, we have to go through and just say the following over here. Darius and Cyrus divided up the kingdom between themselves after Belshazzar had passed away. Darius was from one, either from Persia or Mede, I don't know. Cyrus was from the other. And they either divided certain places. Darius took the city of Babel, took the surrounding towns, the royal palace, and he sat on the throne of Belshazzar while Kores took over the entire Chaldean kingdom on the outside. Right? So that's the idea. That's what Ufaras means, right? Faras can be the Persian, whatever. Or it can mean that it was divided up completely between the different whatever it was. Others say that Kores was Darius' son-in-law. So Daryavish became king first. After he died a few years later, Kores became king, and unfortunately he only lasted for another 3 years also. He was not a bad king, however. That was not a bad thing altogether. Regardless, he put him in charge, and that was that. So it says... Right. I'm sorry. So in Yud Beis, Adayin Guvraya Ilech Hargishu Vashchad L'Daniel Bayu Maskanu Kana Melo. They found Daniel that he was davening. Yud Gimel, Beidayin Krivu. So they came close. But Amrin Kana Malka, they said in front of the king, Allah Sar Malka. Right? Regarding the decree of the king. Halo asar rashamta di kol enish yivei di kol alo the enish ad yom intosin laheich minach malka, that if anybody davens to any other god except for you, the king, right? That yisrim ilo govar yivasa, they should be thrown into a pit of that den of lions. On the makavam yatsiv amilsa. And he got up and he said, yatsiv, it is definitely true that matter kidas malcha madiyo prasdi lo sadeh, that cannot be removed. They die in anova amrin, so they got up and they said, kadam malka di Daniel. So it said in front of the king, Di Daniel, that Daniel, Di Mebnei Galusa, he's from the Galus, Di Yehud, Lo Samalayach Malka Te'ein, right? He did not listen to your reasoning, Al Asar Di Rashamta, and on what you inscribed in your decree. Vizimnin Tzlasa B'yom Abayi Ba'use. Three times a day he davens to someone other than you. And Daniel Kikdei Milsa. Then the king heard this very thing, Shema Sagi Ba'esh, right? Sagi Ba'esh Aloi. So he heard, he became very, very upset. Right? And he, Ba'esh Elohi, he was very, I guess, Sagi Ba'esh Elohi, I don't know. He was very, very upset for himself. Ba'al Daniel, some kolisha, ba'al, some ba'al, lishas vuse. He tried thinking of anything he could to be able to save Daniel. Ba'al ma'ali shimsha ha'pamishtar glasuzi. Until sunset, he was trying to do anything he can to try to get rid of him and everything like that. Now, the Malbim says that they definitely knew that the decree of the king did not have anything against what Daniel was doing. Daniel was davening to God, and that was 100% going to be there. So they added on when talking to the king, to Nebuchadnezzar, and they said, isn't it true that anybody, whatever it is, unaware of what they were saying, the king said, yeah, it's 100% true, and he concurred with everything they were saying, but obviously it's going to be a problem because it wasn't exactly what he had admitted to. Once he said it out loud, he knew he couldn't go back for it whatsoever. Right, maybe we should stop right over here. Goes on for quite a bit. I don't know if we're going to be able to do. All right, let's see a couple others over here. It says, Bedayin Guvraya Elech Hargishu Amalka. So they said, right. So until sunset, he tried to save him. So he said, Hargishu Malka. Baruch the Malka said to the king, Da Malka di dos lumadai upras di kolos ever kiyam di Malka yakim lo shene. You made a law, it can't be changed. That's when the king said, by Silu Daniel, bring Daniel Ramola Guba di Ariyavasa, throw him into the pit of lions. So the king got up and he said to Daniel, Allah di ant plachle, the God who you serve, b'tidir, constantly, who shezvinach, he should save you. Some say he said that in a jerky way. He's just like, let's see if your God can save you. Others say he meant it honestly. I hope your God saves you. They brought in a big stone, and they put it on top of the mouth of the pit, and the king sealed it with this signet ring right over here, and that was the idea behind it, that everything was going to happen in that way. Okay, but he did the signet ring. He did not want anyone to open it up whatsoever. The reason why he did that is because he didn't want the enemies shooting arrows at Daniel. And even if the lions didn't do their job, maybe their arrows will kill him. So they sealed it with the signet ring over here so that he would be able to live. Will be Iskas Rav Ravanui, and with the ring of the king, Dilo Yisishne Tzvo B'Daniel, so that it does not change, right? It won't change about Daniel itself. Then he went home. Bas Tavos, he went to sleep, fasting. But the Chavon Lohani Okadamoi, he didn't bring any table in front of Ishinte Nidasalui, and he couldn't really sleep either. Then he did everything. Nebuchadnezzar did not have his normal meal because he was so upset about what had happened. Daryavish. So upset about what was happening to Neil. Beidayin Malka Bish Shfarpara, right? So then the king at dawn, Yukumbanaga, he got up as soon as there was light. Bis Bahala Luguba Diari of Asal, and he ran to the pit of the lions of Mikrave Luguba when he came to the area, led Daniel to Daniel. So he called out loud with a very sad voice, Ani Malkov Omar. The king got up and he said to Daniel, Daniel Aved Eloh Chayo. He served the living God, or Daniel, the servant of the living God, Eloh Diant Plachle, the God that you would bow down to, but you were constantly, also, was he able to save you from the lions? So he said that. He was so worried about what was going to be over here. Was there anything that you were able to do? Were you able to get around, right? And you were able to do anything whatsoever? So that's what he asked him over here. Were you able to do over here? So that's that. So now, Daniel Imalka, Daniel spoke to the king, Malil Malkal Omenchai. He said it, Malil, his words, he said, may the king live forever. Some say that he said with a very sad voice, that the word Malil means with a sad voice over here. Maybe it could be that Daniel didn't recognize the king's voice because the king sounded a little bit weird and he didn't want to give it away because he was afraid they were going to shoot him, right, if they found out that he was still alive. Maybe it was like a pleading voice, right? He wasn't sure if he was really supposed to answer in the first place. Maybe Hashem didn't want him to answer. But then he answered him back and he said, Adayin, right? We'll end with this one. Daniel and Malka. Daniel said to the king, Malil, Malka Amachai. The king should live forever. All right, we'll stop with that right over there. We're on Pasuk. Parachot Vav, Pasuk Chav.